Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
On today's wrestling news, Tony Khan issues a challenge to WWE.
AEW announced the return of the World Title Eliminator Tournament.
Got the full King and Queen of the Ring brackets and results from last night.
And Edge lays down a mahoosive challenge on SmackDown.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil and I'm joined by Gareth to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories. Subscribe to the channel and links to each of the stories are in the description. So click the timestamps and off you go. But first up, we've got a big challenge issued out by Tony Khan. Now, next week, it's going to be a super-sized SmackDown, which means it's going to be 2.5 hours long because they're moving from Fox to FS1 and they need to hype it to get the ratings and get people to move over there. So they're hyping it up with things like Brock Lesnar coming back. They've got Sasha versus Becky on there and they've got King and Queen of the Ring or Queen's Crown. I'm not going to call it Queen's Crown. It's Queen of the Ring. Queen of the Ring semi-finals on there as well. So they're quite hyping up this show to get people to move from Fox over to FS1. But what this means in the grand scheme of things is that that final half hour of SmackDown is going to be going head-to-head with a live edition of AEW Rampage, which is quite entertaining. And Tony Khan has taken this chance to issue a major challenge to WWE. He basically just put out a tweet saying, I saw you're doing a half hour head-to-head with us. I can't wait to finally beat your main show head-to-head. It's been a long time coming. See you next Friday for AEW Rampage. Issuing out a big challenge there to WWE. It's going to be very interesting to see the results. So the ratings next week. I also really liked one of the replies he put onto this tweet, where someone just tweeted at him, like just a fan, just going like, Tony, worry about your own show. And he just replied to that saying, mate, I've already announced all of the AEW Rampage card for next Friday and it's straight fire.
Yeah, he's done worrying about his show for next week because he's already booked it, the full thing.
Booked it and advertised it.
Yeah, shots fired. Serious shots fired. But I can't wait. I love it. I love this stuff. It's petty, it's silly, but oh, it's great. And we'll just see what the numbers land on this. But I watched a little bit of Rampage as well, obviously from last night. And like after the show, Tony like went out in front of all the crowd and he was like talking about Philadelphia and hyping up all the ECW old days. And I just love Tony Khan. He's great. He's just the biggest wrestling fan and he just so happens to run a company. It's fantastic. We love you, Tony Khan. Yep. It's all the good stuff.
It is great. Speaking of that Rampage as well, they have announced the card for it and it is going to be CM Punk versus Matt Sydal. Their first TV match together since 2010. Which is crazy. They've also got Ruby Soho versus The Bunny and the Men of the Year and Junior Dos Santos versus The Inner Circle on there. So you're likely to see CM Punk versus Matt Sydal going head-to-head with either Becky versus Sasha or something to do with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, which is going to be very interesting. And Dynamite next week is also pretty loaded. They've got AAA World Tag Team Championship, which is the Lucha Brothers versus a masked tag team, some mystery tag team with Andrade El Idolo. And we've also got Dante Martin versus Malakai Black and Bryan Danielson versus Bobby Fish. These are the main differences between AEW and WWE. They announce their cards massively ahead of time like this.
And they get you very, very excited. I'm so excited for this, Phil. But then speaking of big announcements that they did on Rampage specifically, they announced the AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament is going to be it seems like it's going to be an annual thing now, because they've got another one after last year's 2021, where Hangman Page and Kenny Omega had the big final at Full Gear, and obviously Kenny Omega came away with a win in that one, and then he cashed in the shot. Winter is coming. I wonder what happened there. We can't remember. It was all a blur. But then, yeah, we've got this coming this year, and the brackets are going to be revealed on next Saturday's episode of Dynamite. So it's the special Saturday Night Dynamite, and then the final will go down on November 13th at Full Gear. And obviously the winner of this tournament gets an AEW World Championship shot. So it's just interesting to think who they're going to put in this tournament, because if I remember rightly, last year there were a few unexpected names that kind of snuck into the tournament. Like, you had people like Sonny Kiss, you had, I want to say Joey Janela. Was Joey Janela in there as well? Like, it just felt like people who were necessarily doing quite well in like the likes of Dark and maybe the undercard of Dynamite suddenly had this shot to just go up against some of the higher up names, you could say, the Kenny Omegas, Hangman Page, people like that. So I'd love to see maybe people like Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, Adam Cole, all these people who haven't got, let's say, the best records right now in terms of the rankings, because of the fact they've just not been there very long, they could actually get a justified world title shot on the back of something like this. So that'd be super interesting, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to this. Always love a good tournament in wrestling. My pick, probably, maybe MJF. Because then, like, you get Hangman Page, and he's finally come back and won the ladder match. Then he beats Kenny Omega at Full Gear, and then he immediately has to face MJF and probably maybe loses it. And then, so he finally gets his big title moment, but it only lasts like a month or something. I think that'd be quite an interesting thing to do. And they've not really done that with the title yet. They've like had really long reigns so far. So I think that'd be an interesting and new.
I'd be up for that. I'd watch that.
Yeah. But speaking of tournaments in wrestling, it is, of course, time for King of the Ring and Queen's Crown, Queen of the Ring. It's just Queen of the Ring. Why didn't they just call it Queen of the Ring? And we had the first few matches and all of the tournament brackets announced last night on SmackDown. So, on the men's side of things, we had Rey Mysterio versus Sami Zayn in one of the first matches, which was really good fun, obviously. Rey Mysterio is 46 years old and he's still doing SummerSlam planchas to the outside into a Hurricane Rana, and it's just seamless and like ridiculous. I don't know how he does it, but Sami Zayn won that one. And then we also had Finn Balor versus Cesaro in a really good match. Obviously, look at those two people. Finn Balor won that one. And then on Raw next week, we're gonna have Kofi Kingston versus Jinder Mahal and Xavier Woods versus Ricochet, which means likely on the SmackDown side, it's going to be Finn Balor, because let's face it, Sami Zayn ain't going to Saudi Arabia anytime soon. And on the Raw side, kind of really hope Kofi and Xavier both win, and then we get Kofi versus Xavier in like a gentleman's handshake kind of match. And then Xavier Woods wins that, and then it's Finn Balor versus Xavier Woods in the finals, and Xavier Woods wins.
Oh,
God, that better happen.
Anything less than that final, now I'm heartbroken.
I know, right? But then on the women's side of things, we had Toni Storm versus Zelina Vega, which, amazingly, considering her record, Zelina Vega won. And then we had Liv Morgan versus Carmella. Amazingly, Carmella won. And then over on Raw, we're going to have Doudrop versus Natalya and Dana Brooke versus Shayna Baszler. Good luck, Dana Brooke, in that one. And so, yeah, and then obviously next week on SmackDown, we will have Zelina Vega versus Carmella. Two peels in a match. I don't know what they're doing with the women's side of this on SmackDown. Liv versus Carmella went 1 minute 36. Toni Storm versus Zelina Vega went 2 minutes 14. Roman Reigns' entrance from the music starting to commercial, I timed this because I'm a nerd, was 2 minutes 26. From music starting to music ending was 4 minutes 55, not including the time of the commercials.
Yeah, that's not a good look, that is
it? So his entrance was longer than both of those Queen of the Ring matches combined.
Yeah, and it's all well and good, like, actually giving us this tournament, which is long overdue. Like, we need this tournament. But if you are going to do it, you've got to double down. You can't be just making it an excuse, just putting a nice fancy banner on the same thing that you do week in, week out, when you just have these little tiny matches. Where we had a start a couple of months ago when we were saying that SmackDown hadn't kind of showcase the women on the show for longer than 10 minutes or something stupid like that over weeks and weeks and weeks. I think it's got a little bit better, obviously, because you've got Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks now at the top of the card, but you still got to do a bit more work to make us care about this tournament, because we can't sit there and have 3 minutes worth of matches and then Roman Reigns just struts out for 4 minutes. It's not good. Not good look, so.
One of which is a rematch that we've already seen like five times or whatever.
And then Tony Storm.
Tony's like, wow, why do you have Tony? Yeah. Why do you make Tony Storm lose in this? Like, I don't know. Anyway,
perfect chance to build somebody there. And you could have had like the Shayna Baszler Tony. Never mind. I'm gonna get my heart broken again if we keep going down this route. So we won't do that.
Shayna Baszler destroys every single one of them and wins. I'll be fine with this.
Badass Baszler for the win. That's it. Well, speaking of SmackDown, obviously SmackDown was a pretty, big show in terms of announcements, you could say, because we had, at the end of it, the closing stages, Edge dropped a bit of a bombshell, really, because, like, obviously he's had this massive blood feud with Seth Rollins over the last couple of weeks. Seth Rollins walked into Edge's house and started putting his feet up on the table and messing up all this stuff, but it's Edge's fault.
He
left his door open. Yeah, he's apples, but he left the door open, Phil. I'm sorry. You get what you get. That's the put the Joker meme there somewhere. You get what you deserve. So that happened. And then obviously Rollins came down to the ring and he was talking loads of smack about Edge still. Then Edge came out and they started brawling. He went to put him in the cross face with the bar thing from the chair. It's his signature move now. He breaks people's faces with the bar. He went to do that. And then Seth Rollins ran away, scurried off. And he was like, you, me, Hell in a Cell. And I said, Edge, wait a minute. We've just had a big pay-per-view where they did loads of Hell in a Cells. You missed your shot. I don't know what you were doing. Like, you could have done it then, but you didn't. But we're certainly going to have Hell in a Cell. And we are going to have that, a crown jewel. So yet again, we're going inside the cell. I mean, for what, right? For once, this does feel like it makes a bit more sense than just having it because there's a pay-per-view. Like, it's built up to a certain point where they're like, I just want to beat you up in Hell in a Cell. And the match will be great inside Hell in a Cell. But the only problem with it is something I've just stated, the fact that we've had a lot of Hell in a Cell in the last 12 months, so it doesn't feel as special as it once did.
Yeah, absolutely. Just having the pay-per-view kind of gets in the way of these things when it's like kind of a blood feud that would actually make sense. It's like the third match in a series, like Seth Rollins is invading Edge's house. This kind of makes sense to build to a Hell in a Cell match. But yeah, whatever. The pay-per-view gets in the way, as always. But the match itself, like you say, is going to be absolutely great. Edge has a hell of a history in Hell in a Cell. He's really good at these. And yeah, it's just going to be really good, fun, brutal, most likely.
I think this is Seth Rollins' first Hell in a Cell match for quite some time, I want to say.
Fiend. The Fiend.
Oh, he's got some
about
serious...
That one, let's just completely ignore that one. That
he
one
needs to exercise those demons big time. That is, they need to be exercised.
Yeah, he needs to rewrite his Hell in a Cell history desperately.
I'm so sorry I brought that back up.
But moving over to your Twitter questions to end the video. The first one comes from Mark Salad, who says, thoughts on if Matt or Nick Jackson will ever challenge for the AEW world title and how we could get there?
Ooh. It's really hard. That's really difficult to say because they're one of the few teams that you just never, ever, ever, ever want to break up because it's the Hardy brother type thing where it's just like it wouldn't work. The dynamic, I don't want to see that desperately. I don't want to see either one go on a massive singles run. And they do have the singles matches, they're great. Nick Jackson versus Bryan Danielson, great match, but we don't need to see an elongated run for that in my mind. But I mean, it'd be great for either one of them to get that nice little notch on the belt that they've won a world title, but I feel like in their minds as a team they see the tag team championships as a higher accolade than the world championships, and like they're trying to bring that prestige up there so they don't have to just go and win a world title to prove that they're some of the best wrestlers in the world. They want those tag team titles to prove that. So I'm going to negate the other question really because I don't think we're ever going to get that.
I was going to say the same thing about the tag titles. Their thing was always to elevate the tag titles to a level where they can compete with the world title and they can like main event shows and things like that, and I think that's more of their ultimate goal. However, like you said, like the match with Bryan Danielson, like the matches with Rey Fenix, like when they do have these big singles matches, they are really bloody good wrestlers. And I could definitely see a world where like Hangman Page is the champion and then we get like a Hangman Page versus a Nick or Matt Jackson as an AEW title match. I wouldn't say that either of the Jacksons would win it, but I could see that just being a match and a notch on Hangman Page's run or something like that.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Moving over to John Richards, he says, why is mist legal? Why is Bianca's hair used as a weapon legal? Why are solid masks and metal plates and forearms legal? Why, damn it, why?
Why are you peeling back the curtain, man? let me just enjoy my wrestling and just to suspend my disbelief. I don't know is the question, because I'm sorry, what Bianca Belair did to Sasha Banks' stomach at WrestleMania should be illegal.
Like,
the sound. I had nightmares, Phil. I kept waking up to the crack. I was like, is it lightning? No, it's Bianca Belair just snapping her hair against my wall. It was,
because it's Bianca's bringing that to the match and then you're just using it against it. It's like,
don't bring mist to a match, Phil. Is that, you don't do that?
I guess anything that you can fit on your person or in your person in the case of mist, like casts, arm casts, you can use those. But then, like brass knucks that hidden in trunks, that's not legal. But then Mr. Sucker was.
Cobra, stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know where you draw the line, really. But I feel like because it's such a powerful weapon, I don't know. Like, Mr. Sucker was different. It was like you would use it. It was your hand for the most part. I just had a cover on it. Like, I know it stunk to all hell. But it's not even like her own hair. It's like an extension thing. I'm peeling back the curtain even more here. But like, what? It's just like
that's not her real hair.
I'm going to get cancelled now, aren't I? Yeah, it's just
something
that feels like a weapon. I don't know. Yeah,
who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, it melts my brain thinking about stuff like this.
Indeed. The final question of the day comes from Slobbernecker, who says, when Tay Conti comes out, why don't the crowd sing her name to the tune of Take On Me? I really want this to happen now.
I'm so distracted.
Take Conti. Make it happen. If you're in an AEW crowd at any time soon, make that happen.
I have so little to add to that. I don't know what more I could add to that. I mean, it has to happen. Like, it does. it's great. I love it. Yeah, ingenious. Like, and I hope you get the full royalties that are coming your way if that does happen.
100%. Will this into existence if you're in an AEW crowd? Make it happen. And on that note, we're going to end the video. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, remember to subscribe to the channel, like the video, and comment down below what you think of all of today's stories. It all really, really, really does help. Ups and downs for SmackDown and Rampage are coming later on today, so make sure you look out for those too. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.